pay close heed to my every word.
In a League Podcast, episode 358. I'm Matt Derson.
Good night, I'm your host, John Hunt.
Clay Inferno.
You're the host. All right. You're the host, then.
That's my going. That's my new thing. Well, yeah.
Okay.
Why don't you the run host the show away. Tell us?
Yeah, I'm hosting here. All right, you jerks. You got a green dot next to my name.
I know you don't.
Yeah, I do. You don't have a green dot next to your name.
Sounds like, well, maybe because the host doesn't need one. Maybe that's
yeah, no, that's... You have special needs.
Well, I haven't... Oh, special needs.
Yeah, so...
I haven't asked you, John. How was... Clay and I talked a little. How was your holiday season?
It was fine.
Oh, good. Okay, then.
I don't know. That was a couple weeks ago, so I guess it was good.
You forgot already?
I got special needs.
You're too busy hosting.
Yeah, I got a lot of hosting, you know. So,
did you get any like models or cool stuff, or do you just buy that for yourself?
I got a spray booth.
So it's a spray booth.
Spray booth.
Yeah, it's not like a huge thing.
Sounds like one of, like a peep show kind of like a.
That's a viewing booth, but.
But I mean, you know,
is
you
it could like for spray tans? Spray tanning what? Booth.
Yeah, a spray tanning booth. I want to look like a particular politician.
George Hamilton.
Yes, George Hamilton.
So I assume it's just paint the models.
Yeah.
It's so like an actual booth that you like walk
into?
It's
like a box, you know, and it's got a little LED thing in it, and it's got essentially like a dryer hose and a fan, and it just like sucks it up and blows it out your window.
That's very
pretty
nice.
Neat.
Yeah,
right into the environment where you can kill the world.
Well, I'm already killing myself, so I might have to kill everyone else while
it's
I'm at it.
It's to save humans.
Save him, not the rest of us. We're all dying.
Well, maybe you guys should stop living in the city and,
right.
You know, adding to all that shit.
Hey, well, we don't have cars. But I ride a bike exclusively.
That's right. I do want to say, so you got 500 or over 500 likes or something on a model that you did?
A post on Facebook. Yeah, it was like 520 something. And right now, I have another one that's at like 325. So,
are these all Star Trek or are these other?
Yeah, these ones are all Star Trek because they're the only people that care about anything I post. It seems. So,
yeah, I don't care.
The fuck. So,
but that's cool. I mean, we didn't even get that many when we got married.
You and I didn't get married. What are you talking about?
And we didn't get married either.
No. All right.
Oh,
that's why we didn't get enough likes.
Someone else.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was cool to get like 100, but I guess it's different.
I didn't get that when my father died. You know,
put him on your socials.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna
have. That's right. Clay and I were just talking about. I never heard that expression for socials.
Oh yeah, but, I've heard it recently though.
Yeah, I guess it must be pretty.
Yeah, look, that's what the kids are saying, right?
Clay
is
supposed to keep us informed of this stuff. We're too old.
That's just like a boring thing I see in my email. Looking to hey everybody, new slang about social media. They call it socials. Just wanted to keep you updated.
Yeah,
save you some time by eliminating the word media.
Second, like a half a second.
Sometimes they even say in person. I don't know if it would like translate an email, but they might say soch.
Oh,
put it up on soch.
That is slang. Like that's definitely.
I hate that. My coworker
says that.
I have a friend that's always saying like perf and
perf. Put it on your soch.
Yeah, perf. Put it on your soch.
Perf is lame. That sounds like a shampoo. Like it's put a little perf.
Yeah, just wash my hair with perf.
Yeah, my hair looks perf because of perf.
I also hate the term fleek.
Fleek.
Yeah.
I don't even know that one.
That's like not even a real thing. It's like a very slang. It was like a made up word.
Yeah, what? it's like when everything is like on point kind of thing. Like look, my perf hair is fleek.
Is on fleek. Yeah, on fleek.
Is it on
fleek? Sorry, yeah. Yeah, no, it's not just fleek.
What does that come from?
I don't know. It's fleeking stupid, I'll tell you that.
It's Zorfin stupid.
It sounds like something they would have used in an old Transformers comic book. Yeah. You know, like they made up like...
Kremzeek came up with fleek.
But like in the comic book, they made up like units of time. They'd be like, oh, 12 breams ago.
I remember that now.
It sounds so stupid.
Quick, we got to check out the on fleek Brick Springhorn concert.
Yeah, it's in 12 breams. You got to get there.
It's in 12 breams. Do you have your tickets yet? Or do you have your blickets yet? It's in 12
breams. That freaking Brick Springhorn, man, can really roll. All right.
Oh, by the way, happy anniversaries, fellows. It's 10 years of sitting there, driving to the comic store, or riding your bike, or taking the train, then going in, then looking at your comics. Then
and
going
then thinking about
it. And then thinking about it, or whatever the fuck we said about
that's
thinking
what it was. It was like, grab your comics off the shelf.
There's also the added element of like getting the good bread.
Right. You have to go in a couple. You can't grab the top one. Oh. So are we 10 years? Clay and I were talking about, I don't know. Are we at 10 years or is it?
It's not right.
Well, this is the 10th
later
year.
In the year.
In 2019.
Yeah. I'm just saying that number-wise, you can say that.
Yeah, and I think we have one listener for every year that we've been doing this. So
pretty good. Pretty nice.
Right.
And I have one other thing I was going to say, but I'm going to go back to the thinking about comics and picking them up. And
for 12 breams.
For 12 breams. And we've been around for 10 breams, right? Oh, yeah, I guess it'd be 12, because a bream is probably not the same measurement. Yeah.
Right.
You know, on Earth as it is on Cybertron. But so our friend Yo went to the comic store and bought himself like Transformers versus Star Trek or something.
Yeah.
And he went to the old New England Comics that I went to that had long hair there.
Yeah.
And he said, he's like, I bought it from the guy who has the long hair. He's like, that guy still has long hair? And he's like, yeah, but everybody on Yelp seems to hate him.
So yeah, he texted me about that too.
He sent me the screen cap of, and my favorite one was like, I'd give this store 5 stars if it wasn't for the guy who thinks he's Ronnie James Dio behind the counter.
Damn. Yeah.
So that guy still works there? It's been like 15 years.
Yeah, we used to call him long hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we did. I guess you did.
I still got long hair, but I mean.
I got no hair, so I shouldn't crease that.
I mean, he was thinning pretty bad too. So I mean.
Yeah. I was like, it must be another guy. Is it the same guy? You think it must be?
Yeah, it's the same guy because someone else referred to him by name, and I remembered his name.
Okay. Because I was just like, it's got to be a different guy with long hair.
Same guy.
But he was youngish, right?
Well, I don't know.
Compared to us, I don't know.
No,
he's like 52 breams.
Yeah, that's
probably about right. I mean, he definitely graduated from high school in the late 80s and then just carried that look forward, you know?
Okay.
With, you know, like acid wash jeans and a...
Yeah. I mean, I'm surprised. Usually people who work in comic book stores are so, you know, are very stylish. And,
like, they're very fascist. Yeah. They're on fleek, usually, with the fashion choices.
A lot of guys in the music industry
else I was
still
gonna
dress
follow
like
that up
too.
With, but I don't remember what it is now.
So I do want to say, so the reason we brought up social is because I got contacted for to be on a WGBH like panel to talk about comic book villains.
Look at you go!
So they wanted me to put it on my socials.
Yeah, and did you?
Well, not yet, because this was just like the other day. But I'm gonna talk
but
to the person tomorrow.
Check out our socials.
Yeah, so keep an eye on our socials for this
for the news
for this thing. Breaks. It's gonna be on fleek or whatever. And just so you guys know, a bream is actually equal to 8.3 minutes.
Oh, geez, that's a lot more breams.
So that's like, isn't okay? Look up a moment. Isn't a moment like 7.2 minutes? So a bream is like close to a moment.
Maybe that's it.
Oh boy,
moment. I don't know.
Would they be referring to bream? Well, so it's what in minutes? It's like 8 minutes, 8.5 minutes. Is that what you said?
8.3.
Why the fuck would you refer to like in such a small increment?
I don't know. Why did we come up with 60 seconds?
But if he's like 40 gazillion breams ago, I don't say like, you know, 70,000 minutes ago. I'll be like 2 years ago when this thing happened.
How long is a moment? Let's see, Clay. Let's see.
I can't find a good answer to the question.
The length of a solar hour, depending on the length of the day, which in turn varied with the season. So the length of a moment in modern seconds was not fixed, but on average, a moment corresponds to 90 seconds. How about that? That's long. If you're going to do a moment of silence, you got to sit there for 90 seconds. That seems like
a long. No one ever does that, though.
Yeah.
They just go to 60 seconds, usually.
I love when you're at a game and it's like a moment of silence, and someone's always like, "Ah!"
some drunk you mean guy. Like a game of Scrabble?
No, I mean like a baseball game. Yeah, or a game of Scrabble. Yeah. I have to take moments of silence for the great Scrabble players, you know, in history. But anyway, yeah, keep an eye on our Soch.
It'll be perf.
It's going to be fleek. January 24th, Boston Talks. This month is villains. And so there we go.
Boston Talks villains.
Yeah. Anyway, so what else?
Be on TV or
I think it is. They said it will be recorded, so I had to sign a release, and so.
Oh, so they're going to lock you up.
Watch my language.
Oh man.
Yeah, but
that's already lame.
I feel like you're going to be good at watching your language.
Yeah, no, I'll be fine. It'll be fun. It'll be great. So,
do you think how many breams do you think? Of airtime you're going to get.
I guess if it's 8.3, it's going to be like a bream and a half, I think, or so. I just want you to know, too, there was another one. It's on this Transformers wiki thing of Vorn.
Oh, I remember Vorns now.
Vorns are 83 years, and a Vorn is 83 years.
So. That seems,
It was used in the smelting pool. Remember that audio we did?
We did that one.
Yeah, we did that.
That was good.
A smelting pool.
That's not Blaster.
All right, so last time, or at least last time you were on, John, I don't remember, you said, I have no desire to see Spider-Man into the Spider-Man.
It was none, because that was in text. I don't have any desire to see Spider-Man or Aquaman.
No, it wasn't in text.
I didn't say desire. I said interest.
You didn't say desire.
I think we should talk a little bit about Spider-Verse.
Okay.
I'll check eBay while you guys do that.
I have a feeling you like it, man.
I don't care about comics anymore. Sorry, guys. I'm on a comic book podcast, and I don't care about the main subject.
Yeah, what a dick.
Hey, guys asked me. I'm just here because Josh never shows up anymore.
Oh, thank you. honestly, I know you don't care, blah, blah, blah. It's a fun movie. I think you would like it.
So you're saying Spider-Universe is good movie.
Spider-Verse movie. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's fun, and I think you would like it, and it won a Golden Globe.
It's going to be terrible. I just don't feel like watching it.
Well,
that's why I said I have no interest.
Wrong. You're wrong.
I just don't feel like it. There's like shows and movies that I know are good, and once I sit down and watch them, I'll probably like them. I just don't feel like it.
Well, I'm just saying this one is probably worth your time. Sometimes a movie comes along, and I'm like, I don't have any interest, and people are like, no, you should, and I do, and I'm like, oh, they were right. It's good.
Yeah, no, I know you guys are probably right. I just don't feel like it yet. I'll watch it when it comes on the Disney streaming that I won't be also getting.
It won't be on Disney streaming because it's a Sony movie.
Sony one.
Oh, okay, well then I'll watch it when it's on Netflix.
All right.
Well, yeah.
It will be on Netflix, I'm sure.
It'll be on something.
But it's funny, like I said, the public has spoken, or the Hollywood Foreign Press, or whoever the fuck does the Golden Globe.
And it's a good story of Miles, but you also get your Peter Parkers, and you get your Spider-Hams.
Well, that's the important part.
Spider-Ham is pretty funny.
And Nick Nolte is Nick Nolte.
That would be even better.
That would be great. Nicolas Cage.
What if Nick Nolte was Uncle Ben? With great power.
He was already Bruce Banner's father, so why not?
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that shitty movie.
Which one was that? The first Hulk movie?
Yeah, the Ang Lee Hulk.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ang Lee made Durson angry.
But I'm just saying, it's pretty good for a superhero movie to win a Golden Globe. I mean, you know, best animated feature. So, you know, yeah, I thought that
good
was
good on them.
It was good on them. It's really a different like looking movie too. You know, it's not like Pixar. It's not like traditional right. animation. It's not like those DC movies that they make all the time. You know, like it's its own. It's its own thing. It's cool. They make it. They can't really bring the page element. It kind of looks like a comic book. Just kind of hard yeah. to describe how they did that, but yeah. it really does.
Well, it's kind of this weird because for a second you almost look at it and you're like, is this supposed to be in 3D? And I forgot my glasses, but it's not. That's like generally the style.
Oh yeah, because they had like some stuff was like a little blurred out.
It was actually kind of It's pretty neat. So there you go. So suck it, John.
No.
Shuck it long and shuck it hard. I want to talk about another thing here, since like this is a comic book podcast, even though one of our members doesn't like comics.
Yeah, you know, but that's okay.
I want to tell this story. It's not even really about the comic, but it is kind of. So a new Captain Marvel number one came out this week.
Yeah.
And they had been advertising it for a while, and that like the cover that they were advertising, I was like, oof, that's not a good cover.
Probably the one that I got.
The Amanda Connor, where she looks like a Barbie doll. Yeah,
it's like Amanda Connor can. You know what? I know why you don't like this cover, and it's kind of why
you sucks.
I don't like it either. Because
no,
she drew it, and then somebody like painted on it. It's like a painted version of like Amanda Connor does like pretty traditional drawing.
No, usually she's painted. Good. I don't know if it's like she just decided, oh, I'm just gonna phone this one in. But man, woof. So I'll tell you the funny story.
The art
so
on
I
the went, inside is better.
Right. The art, she didn't. No, the art on the inside is a completely different person. So anyway, I went, you know, and I was looking for the good bread. And I was also looking for like a variant that would be in the back or something.
A variant bread, huh?
A variant
bread. Is there any variant bread?
They were all. So like I didn't find anyone. I went up to the register as is part of the, you know. Grab the comics off the shelf, go up to the register, pay for them, take them home, read them, and think about it. Right? So anyway, I told the guy, I was like, wow, man, this is like the one time I was actually looking for a variant cover. And he's like, yeah, we sold out. I was like, really? He's like, we sold out because they had tons of this cover.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, we sold out of the variants. I was like, probably because this one sucks. Like,
it does. It's a terrible cover.
It's not good. And then he's like,
nothing to do with like the movie or anything, you know. It's like,
oh, there is a movie variant, but they were sold out at my store. So, but I was like, ugh, like why would this be the main actual cover? Oh, it look the guy said it looks like a one of those late 90s like Bratz or something. Like, yeah, you're right.
Which was produced? The movie was produced by the characters.
Oh, really?
I think I'm going to blame, it says Mount, so that's like Paul Mount. I'm going to blame the colorist.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think it's colorist. Did he, I mean, like, I don't know, whoever it is, man.
Because she draws, like, the Harley Quinn covers every month, and they don't look this bad.
Yeah.
They look like, you know, just regular superhero shit. Like,
maybe it was like a, yeah, I do too. Maybe it was a style she was going for, like a particular style. The interior colors, I want to point out, colored by Robin Hood number one colorist, Tamara Bond villain again.
Yay.
Not only on Batman, but now Captain Marvel. That's pretty
good.
See? Like, I gave her the Robin Hood bump.
You gave give her the old bump.
Is that some sort of euphemism I'm unaware of?
No.
Like the rusty trombone?
No.
The Robin Hood bump?
The dirty Sanchez? No. It was something I got from Colbert years ago on his other show when he was on Comedy Central. He would have like a political person on, and then they would like, you know.
Yeah, I remember when we got the Tom Cater's bump, too.
Yeah. But I don't think we ever bumped anyone. They never got a league podcast.
No, usually it's a slump. They got the other league podcast slump.
Yeah, their career goes downhill after they go on our show. But anyways, The book itself is meh. I mean, it's okay. It's funny, but it's almost too funny. It's got a lot of the quippy one-liners that you're just like, all right. But, I mean, I guess they're trying to introduce Captain Marvel to, like, a...
That's just kind of how I feel about all the Captain Marvel books. Like, the one you gave me stuff, I was like, seemed pretty consistent. Like,
well, that was Kelly Sue DeConnick.
She's, like, super kind of positive, and...
I know, but it's just, like, where her and Tony Stark...
I still don't care about Captain Marvel, but, I read this.
Well, you know... It's good. We got the movie.
You guys don't have green dots next to you anymore. I'm just saying.
You're right.
I still see
you. Cactus is right. anyways, so that's my. It took like three breams to read this book. It was so much dialogue in it. I got a little. I don't know. It's just like. It's fine.
That's practically a Vorn.
I know. It felt like a Vorn. But I mean, like, there was a lot of dialogue, and it was kind of, it's all this kind of jokey. And I guess that's fine, but literally every comic book now.
I don't like comics anymore is because they're trying to be too much like the movies. And I'm like, the reason I like the comics in the first place is that they weren't always making jokes all the time.
Right. Like, that was kind of Spider-Man's thing, but now it's everyone.
Then they get Tony Stark do it, and then they're like, well, now let's have Doctor Strange do it. And essentially, Doctor Strange and Tony Stark are the same character.
Yeah. It's kind of weird, but
same facial hair practically.
It's kind of funny too because I also they're the goatee brothers. They actually made that joke in a comic book
once.
So I kind of wish like Tony Stark
too many
wasn't.
jokes about the goatees.
Well, I wish I don't even read Iron Man, but I wish every time Tony Stark shows up in another comic, he's like Robert Downey Jr. And that's whatever. But
I used to like old Tony Stark. That was from the 80s.
With the perm?
Yeah, I like perm Tony Stark.
The perm and this porn stash? Yeah,
we're talking. But I liked his character back then.
Yeah. Another thing that I think is kind of interesting, so they have this new Daredevil book, Man Without Fear, and it's almost exactly, he acts kind of like he does on the Netflix show. And they even draw Foggy the way he's kind of grown his hair out, so he looks like the guy in the show.
Yeah, but didn't that guy cut his hair off at the end of the last season there? He had short hair in the most recent season.
Oh, yeah.
So they're like a season behind. And that doesn't even matter because the show's canceled.
The show's gone. But it was funny, too, because so Daredevil has Matt Murdock has said, so he got hit by a truck and he was in a coma. And now, so not only is like he woke up from the coma. He woke up from the coma, but his legs are broken and he's all not. Only that, but like the years of mounting injuries has taken its toll on his body, and he's like, screw this, I'm not being Daredevil anymore.
Yeah, so, he's not young, can't he's been hopping around since the 60s.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Shit. He's done pretty well for himself.
Yeah.
So he has these now he's having these visions, and he keeps, because I don't know if his brain is fucked up or whatever, but he's kind of having these weird visions of. And he keeps saying, like, she's going to show up. And I thought he meant, like, Elektra, because whatever. And then he's, like, sleeping at the end, and he has this, like, dream. And then it turns out, like, he's dreaming about Karen Page. And I'm like, you almost never hear about Karen Page in the comics until she showed up on the show.
Yeah.
So, which is fine, but it's just funny.
Yeah, it's like
now Karen Page is the love of his life.
She went away for a long time after being a secretary, showed back up in that Frank Miller run, right?
Yeah, and then they
where she was like a prostitute and doing drugs and then like disappeared again until the Kevin Smith run. Didn't she die?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bullseye killed her. So like but now she's the love of his life. So it's kind of interesting. I mean, whatever. It's kind of a good book. I actually hope that they get rid of Daredevil for like a few years. Like, don't bring him back right away. They won't, but who knows? Who cares? But but it's funny how they change sort of things as it goes along. I mean, if you are Daredevil, you have had a bad luck with women. Like, they've been kind of mentioned like how many of his girlfriends have been murdered, so maybe just stay away from that guy.
Maybe he should be gay.
Maybe it should be a priest. He's religious, you know, then you don't have to worry about it.
But, you know, he never does that. He's always beating people up. That's,
Hey, at least he's not, like, drunk or abusing altar boys.
So, are you talking about Man Without Fear number 2?
Oh, we just went dark. Yes,
this is Man Without Fear number 2.
That was another victim of my Stan Lee covers. I did not know that one came out.
Stan Lee covers are a little tough.
I love to buy it on Comixology so I can be caught up.
Yeah, if you want to be caught up.
I got the first one and I liked it.
The Stan Lee covers are starting to get to me too. I didn't really like. I'm not going to say I liked them, but I understood the first week. Like, okay. Yeah.
Probably
what do
every
they do on these
Stan
Lee covers for the listeners that don't read comics and for the jerk on the show that doesn't need it?
They've rebranded every single cover and taken like the traditional logo off, and it says like, you know, it says Stan Lee 1922 to 2018 on every cover, but down in the bottom
in small text
it says X23 number 8 or etc.
You get
this Captain Marvel cover. There was probably a Stan Lee variant too, but this one doesn't have it because it's a new one. But pretty much every other book, like Punisher and what other ones? There's Spider-Man.
So, but I will say there are no ads, right? Because you open the book, you open the cover, and there's a black page, and then there's another black page, and then there's like a sketch of
Phil
Stan.
Noto.
And then you go, and then the actual book starts. So they, I will say, they've taken out the ads and replaced them with black pages at the beginning.
There's still ads, like, in the back.
Yeah, but there's nothing in the middle, and there's no goofy ads. In the, I guess that's their moment of silence, or they're born of silence.
they're born of silence.
A black page at the beginning. It's fine, but I don't know.
Like one-fifth of a breen of silence.
Of science.
Science!
How long is this going to go on?
Until every book has one.
Did they do any sort of thing for Steve Ditko when he died?
They did.
On the inside, yeah. They're pretty good about that stuff.
So. Yeah. There. You know, the weird thing is that DC actually beat Marvel to, like, the Stan Lee Memorial in the book thing. It was kind of weird, but hey, he did work for them.
Yeah. So. Yeah, Stan Lee, Just Imagine.
Yeah. But nobody read those, I don't think.
No, they were awful. I mean, I bought a couple of them. I was like, these are terrible. But
yeah, they were bad.
But you basically just bought them because you wanted to see Stan Lee team up with Jim Lee and Joe Kubert and stuff like that.
Yeah. Man, but they were bad.
But yeah.
So, anyways. I have to really study the covers, and it's kind of annoying.
A Daredevil book, which I was liking.
Well, it's interesting too because they have last month they were doing these goofy all the villains of the Fantastic Four variant covers.
Oh yeah.
So you buy a cover that has a scroll on it, you know, that doesn't have anything to do with the book. I'm just like, oh, okay, well, whatever. I guess that was the Fantastic Four variant.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, and I got a Conan the Barbarian Amazing Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah, because that's a thing. They're bringing that back. Did you buy that book, or did it come out?
Yeah, it was pretty good. You would hate it because it's, painted.
Yeah.
But it was.
Did you hate everything?
No, you hate a painted comic.
I do. Yeah, I don't like it. The cover I could take, but the whole comic? Nah.
Well, you know what? They had Alex Ross on CBS this morning, or the weekend thing, whatever. CBS Sunday, whatever it's called. And they did about a breen's worth of segment on him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. I just thought of that because it was painted. So you can watch it on, I believe you can watch it on YouTube. So
yeah,
you just look that
Alex Ross channel on YouTube.
Yeah, I subscribe to that channel. Even though I hate comics, I still subscribe to a bunch of comics-related stuff.
I'll
like comics again once they get good.
His introduction logo thing is really intense.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember. The Flash Gordon thing?
Yeah, well, he has, like, his logo come up, and it says Alex Ross, and it's like, wow. It sounds like the beginning of a Current Affair or something.
That's what we used to have when you would grab the comics off the shelf and go read them and think about them, whatever. Yeah. That was my noise, though.
You did it? Just your voice?
Yeah. Just my... Yes. Oh, that's cool. It's Alex Ross, you know what's great? Like, the tragedy to me, I guess. Not tragedy, but the sad thing about Alex Ross is that, like, every cover he does costs, like, $50. I would love to buy more, like, Alex Ross variant covers just for the art of them, but they're always, like, $50. Like,
Why?
Because really? They're, like, the 1 in 10.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Well, like, sometimes he gets, like, a regular... He might just be the regular cover artist, like, for a run. Like, so, like, those... there was some Amazing Spider-Mans. He was doing all the covers for those.
Right.
Like,
he can just buy. He can buy his book. Buy my book.
Buy his book. Which I think that's is probably like $50 too.
Which was but at least you get more than one cover,
right?
Which
right.
I think is what they were promoting on that thing a couple weeks ago.
All right, I'll buy his book.
I have one of his books, Mythology.
Oh, very well.
Pretty good.
Check it out. I'll put in the show notes. Or the shown, or I was
the shoots.
The shoots. There you go.
Is there some sort of like a mega, like a Cybertron word for show notes?
I only looked up.
But you know what? They used Breens. What was it? Breams.
Breen
and Vorms. But then they would also use astroseconds on the show.
Yeah. So an astrosecond is minus 273 seconds. They say.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, wait, no, there's two different astroseconds. I don't know.
Man, you're dropping a lot of knowledge, but blowing my mind.
Yeah. oh, well. Anyways, I want to say one other. I did kick a skank to the curb this week.
Oh, you did? Well, did that mean you picked it up or you aren't going to pick it up from now on?
I am done with Avengers. I have determined that book is not.
I kicked that skank to the curb a while ago, I think.
Who's in charge of Avengers now? I mean, in terms of creative.
Jason Aaron
and Ed McGuinness, who I really like. I really like Ed McGuinness.
I never really liked any of Jason Aaron's stuff, and I know I should, but I just didn't. Like, he did Scalped, right?
I don't know.
Okay, all right. See, look at this. I can't talk to you. You know,
I think so. I don't remember. He did he had a great run on Thor.
Yeah, his Thor is pretty.
Say that.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Punisher Max. I don't think he's the Scalped guy.
Who did Scalped then?
I don't know.
Not that anyone. I'll just look it up. I got a computer. Here, I'll stop looking at it.
Yeah, stop looking up Star Trek models on eBay. And
I will not.
He is. No, you're right. You're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
That's what I thought. Right. Look at. You're right. I still know some stuff.
I will not.
Okay.
It wasn't bad. I was just like, why do I keep reading this? I don't really enjoy it. I'm recognizing that it's okay. I was just like, I'm not really liking this. Why do I keep buying the trades of it?
Well, I think
Longyear kept pushing the trades on me, probably.
Oh, that guy. See, maybe James you should leave him a nasty Yelp review, just like everybody else does.
He was
Longbeard.
He pushed something on me, too, when I was there with you.
Drugs.
I would have been fine with that. No, it was some crap book that I was like, why did I buy this?
I was going to follow up. But like, I got yelled at once because of him. Because he was like, hey, you know, New England Comics is putting together this revival of the Tick or something. And since you work in comics and blah, 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 here's the number you should call. So I called this guy. And then he yelled at me about it. He's like, who gave you this? I know it's supposed to be. I was like, Nate. And he's like, oh, Christ, I'll say him again. He was like all pissed off at me about it.
Oh, Christ.
And I'm like, look, dude, he just gave me your number to call.
I'm trying to make a buck here.
I wasn't supposed to know this. You know?
Yell at me.
Yeah, so then he's like, you can contact me again. And I was like, nah, fuck you. I ain't contacting you again.
Sorry to take a breen of your time.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. It's not like I used like an entire Vorn of your life or anything. For God's sake.
That's so hilarious, though, that he would, like, why is he yelling at you? And then you're, like, to the point where you're like, no, I'm not calling you.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I don't need this crap in my life. I got plenty of crap. I got plenty of
plenty of people yelling at me. Yeah, right.
Plenty of crap.
So, anyways, the Avengers. I don't know. Yeah, I love Ed. I don't love Ed McGuinness, but I enjoy his art.
He draws a good Hulk.
He draws a good secret monkey too.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's good to his mother.
Yeah,
but
local fellow, I believe.
Yeah, he lives right here in Boston. But the book itself is shitty. So,
the hell with him.
It's up on eBay right now. If anybody wants to buy issues 1 through 12 of Avengers, go after it.
Took you a long time to realize that it sucked.
Yeah, it took me 12 issues. Well, they didn't all suck. Like, it started off kind of fun, and then, like, it got worse and worse. And, yeah, and then I really finally realized, like, why am I still buying this? I don't know why I'm so forgiving of comics when it comes to people. I'm like, I'm never hanging out with that jerk again. You know, like, but comics, I'll go a year. I'll buy it for a year before I realize, like, this is a waste.
I know that we, like, don't really read the Star Wars comics anymore, but, like...
I have nothing to do with Star Wars.
I've been reading these Age of the Republic one-shots, and they're awesome, man. Jango Fett one was... I think they're good because they have one person writing all of them, and, like, it's not like, give a one-shot to this creative team, give a... one shot to this creative team. So they just have Jody Houser is like writing all of these, and this has a cool story with Jango Fett, who takes a young Boba Fett out on a bounty hunter mission with him, and like young Boba Fett like gets to like prove himself and fucking kills a bunch of people, and like is like a little kid, like a 10-year-old kid, and like learning the ways of the bounty hunter trade. Pretty cool.
All right,
they did cool. Young Boba, like teenage Boba in on the Clone Wars.
Oh, very well.
But that was when Jango Fett was already dead, I assume, right? Because
yeah, he was dead.
Dead. All right. Well,
just like Star Trek, just like Star Wars is dead to me.
obviously it's like a thing. Like Star Wars, it's the biggest mystery in the whole world, like why Boba Fett was so popular, but they could literally put Boba Fett in anything and people are like, I'm gonna go buy it.
Yeah, it's because his costume is cool looking. That's the only reason people liked him. He died like a little bitch.
Hey, when I was a kid,
or did he?
I loved it. And when he died, like, when I was like, oh, like, no, that? He crawled out. He definitely crawled out.
I never figured he crawled out.
Well, I was like,
I was very upset by that, though, because I was like, because he had a cool costume. Well, here's why he's cool. He has a cool costume, and he flies a cool ship.
Dumb dialogue.
Yeah. He only starts saying dumb dialogue in Attack of the Clones. Yeah, Dad, get him, shoot him. Oh, yeah,
ha, ha, Bobby.
This guy doesn't know what to
get him, Bobby.
Yeah, but that was kid Boba.
Yeah, we all it. We all,
like, it's kind of funny. Who shines in this Jango Fett one shot?
All right, I saw they're doing a Count Dooku one. I'm like, oh boy, I bet that's gonna be a.
They're doing Count Dooku. There's Anakin Skywalker is next, and Padme.
Padme.
Sometimes you can dabble in a prequel and still have it be like, you know, good stuff.
My feelings on the prequels, I'd say, were just mismanaged, but they could have been good.
Yeah, they could have been.
Unlike a lot current of them could have been good. Which are mismanaged and terrible.
What are the current ones? Mismanaged and terrible. It's not even they could be good. They're just
they can't be good. Like you're killing off all your good characters and leaving us with all the crap characters, they can't be good.
Yeah, well,
it's my theory on Star Wars, all right? Here's how the next one should play out.
Oh God.
Go on.
You know, so it does the thing with the crawl and stuff like that, and it says,
and then it says, we're sorry.
Yeah, no, remember the last time when we made a real shit movie, and it's dumb and stupid, and everybody hated it? And
except for the freaks who were, like, spazzed out about how great it was?
Yeah, but then apparently everybody that hated it at all, like, losers that live in their parents' basement and all this stuff, and then it has the dot, 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 and it fades off into the, and then it pans down to Tatooine. And it goes into Jabba's palace, and you see Han in carbonite hanging on the wall, then Boosh comes in and frees him, and we find out, and then Han comes out of the carbonite, and he's old Han. You know, like Harrison Ford now. And it turns out that the last bunch of movies from Empire never happened. They're all just like it was like this fever dream he was having while he was
in carbonite.
It's
we just
not,
start the whole thing over again.
It can't be Princess Leia that saves him because she died. She's dead in real. So it'll have to be Luke Skywalker saves him. And then the movie goes and it's good.
Again. Old Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, old Luke Skywalker. And he's still like, Jesus Christ, man, Darth Vader's still around. So we still have a good villain. We have that whiny Kylo Ren wearing his pants too high. And there's no such thing as that stupid the Snoke.
Can't do bite? Oh, okay. Yeah,
yeah, Snoke. Can't do bite. Well, we already know that never happened because it was just a figment of Han's imagination.
All right. Thank God.
Whew. So it's a Super Mario 2 ending. My least favorite kind of ending.
But now
it's a beginning. It's not even an ending. It's the beginning of the movie.
It was all a dream.
Return of the Jedi doesn't even happen, so there are no Ewoks either. And then Luke would be like, you're okay. He's like, well, I had this weird dream about Ewoks, and then my son killed me, but like I was still able to see what happened after because, you know, it wasn't really.
Milk?
And then, right. You were drinking milk, and you were like, you were just this loser, grouchy old man. But here's the weird part. I had like a dream like that happened even before any of that shit happened about your dad. Is your dad Darth Vader? And he's like, yeah, that part's true. And he's like, well, fucked up, man.
Yeah, that's shit. Let's go get a drink.
Doesn't have to be true because, you know, Yoda never confirms it. So he could just be like, nah, that guy was just fucking with me.
And then, like, Han and Luke go off and have an adventure. And it's
fun. They're like, he's like, look, it's been 35 years or whatever.
Yeah.
I haven't defeated the Empire. Leia's dead. Sorry. Sorry, that's not going to work out for you there, Han. But she kind of turned into this old, like, little potato with legs and, like, chain smoke. You know, so, I mean. You didn't really miss much. I mean, she had a couple of really great years. And look, I apologize, people. She's a lovely woman.
You're really gone. You've really gone away. I want to say something, though. Okay.
Of course.
So you just said that Kylo Ren was a whiny little bitch.
Yeah.
And I said that when Force Awakens first came out. And
I liked him as a whiny bitch then.
Oh, okay.
Because I liked when he had his little spaz out moment, and then
those are funny. Those were
funny. Let's run around the corner. But I was always. But remember what I said to you when whatever it's called, Force Awakens came out. It's the Star Trek Into Darkness of the Star Wars movies. It's like, it's all right, I guess.
Oh, because it's directed by the same guy.
It is directed by the same guy. It has about as much story as Star Trek Into Darkness has.
No, but you know what? You're right. I will watch Star Trek Into Darkness, and I'll watch Force Awakens.
Yeah, you know what?
For all their flaws, they're.
But I will not watch The Last Jedi ever again.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I watched it again, and I hated it.
Yeah, I know.
I hated it even more the first time.
You did that with the third X-Men movie too, and I was like, "What are you doing? Are you trying to like? Do you like abusing yourself?"
Apparently, I do. That's why I'm so angry all the time.
Yeah. Well, here's something interesting. Now that Avengers Infinity War is on Netflix, I finally was like, let's watch this, Ms. Jen. And she was like, all right, I want to see it. I'm like, I love this movie. It's great. And then she was doing the Durson fidget and sigh move throughout the whole movie.
Huh. Interesting.
She started to figure out why, because the movie is essentially one long fight scene. And she said, nothing happened. And I was like, what do you mean? A lot of stuff happened. And she's like, they just fought the whole time. And I was like, yeah, no, you're kind of right. They do just fight.
There's a lot of fights.
But a fun little adventure with Rocket and Thor.
Rocket, Thor? Yeah.
And they don't.
I like the scene with Gamora and Thanos. That's not really
no, like, no, but like, she's right. There's the fight scenes are really long in that movie, and a lot of them.
And we'd also had like, you know, like a whole Vorn's worth of Wakanda fight scene from Black Panther this year too. So it was like, how many Vorns are we going to be down here, or like watching people fight in Wakanda? You know.
So it's sort of like made me not like the movie as much, and I had loved the movie when it came out, and now I'm like, I don't hate it. I was just sort of like, yeah, there was a lot of fighting in it.
That's a lot of fighting, but I think, you know, it kind of means something, and it's, I don't know, it's interesting, because
they also had a Vorn's worth of Marvel movies in that time.
Right, and I think, what are we going to do? character development. I mean, we've already seen these guys.
Yeah, Ant-Man, Black Panther, and Infinity War last year. Three.
Ant-Man and Wasp. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that, are they well, we got like two a couple this year. A year?
Yeah, I think that's usually pretty much been like their average.
A solo and a team one or something.
They haven't really. I mean, this is only the third Avengers movie. I think, like, technically the Avengers movie. It's true. But, like,
I always consider Civil War to be like Avengers movie, but it's not really.
Yeah, but, I mean, whatever. They're all Avengers movies. They're all Marvel movies. Like, it doesn't matter. You can put anyone in any movie.
Yeah.
You know, it's and it's fine. And now they do. Like, now they're.
You're waiting. Not even me appearance. And Darson appeared in a couple of the movies.
Just looking around at the, you know,
He'll say something and I just go, whatever.
Yeah.
People are confused as to why you and I are in this Avengers movie. I'm like, whatever.
Who cares? Yeah. They paid their money to see it.
Well, the funny thing was that, like, John was in the trailer, but then. You
know, but then they
both of you were in the movie.
I was like, running.
Then they put the Hulkbuster suit on you.
Yeah. What the fuck?
I don't know.
You know what movie I'm shooting when they get me, when they hire me in. I'm like, which one's this one I'm going to be in? Because they had just film them randomly at the same time.
Well, you know, they got to. If you're talking about a history of cinema, that's like a pretty cool thing that they can get all these actors to do it without being like, oh, I don't want. Like, you know, I'm sure they're paying them a boatload of money, so it's fine. But, like, sometimes when it's just, like, literally, like, a two-second cameo, you're like, wow, they actually got, like.
That's because I think they film a bunch of their stuff at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, that's
cool. Like, here's your post-credit sequence where you're talking to Tony Stark, and we're also going to shoot this part where you're doing something with Thor real quick.
Well, I like it. Like, I think it's. That takes some planning, you know what I mean? It's not just, like.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Here's another thing. How do you think they get Tom Hiddleston and Scarlet Witch and the Vision to commit to doing TV stuff?
I don't know.
Are they really going to be on the show? They're going to get someone else.
No, Tom Hiddleston is like on. He's been tweeting about it. He's like, Loki's back.
So he's not dead.
Well, I think we all figured that out.
Yeah, I know. But spoiler alert for the people that didn't. Or as we call them, spoils.
Spoils! and I guess Paul Bettany and, what's her face, Elizabeth Olsen, yeah, they're in. I mean, like, they're... Because it's Vision and Scarlet Witch. Or I guess, is it Scarlet Witch and Vision? Does it matter? I guess it doesn't.
It doesn't matter. Gives a shit. But they're doing a whole show with them. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'll wait and I'll watch. I guess I'll have to get
the. It's not like it's Tom Hanks you're trying to get to do a show, you know?
But they're all movie stars. You know what I mean?
Movie star. You know, ish.
Ish.
Movie star ish.
They're actors in films.
Yeah.
In villains.
Well, Tom Hiddleston, I think, is a.
All right. So I think he's a star.
Yeah.
But the other two. You're like, oh, that's the guy that plays Vision. Oh, that's the one who plays the Scarlet Witch, and she was in Godzilla.
She's the other Olsen, the one with some talent. She's the Olsen with a little talent.
Boy, this is the one negative podcast, huh?
Well, they're all like this.
Rogue is going to be in going to TV for Umbrella Academy on Netflix.
Oh, they're doing Umbrella Academy?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, speaking of, I watched the first episode of Deadly Class, which is a Rick Remender
pretty book. Good, huh?
Not bad, actually. I didn't like the music. They have like these weird music sort of interludes in the middle. Yeah. But overall, it's pretty funny. It's Henry pretty interesting. Rollins as like the science teacher who teaches you how to poison people.
And Wong from Doctor Strange.
From Doctor Strange. Yeah, Wong on a whole show. No, just kidding.
I could see there being a Wong.
Wong show. And it'd be called, What's Wong?
Oh, man, that's terrible.
What's Wong? He doesn't have any money. I got 20 rupees. How much is that? Buck and a half or whatever it is. So anyways, it's pretty good. Rick Remender, everybody, you know, he's all right.
Good for him, man.
Everybody.
Yeah, it's a sci-fi.
Umbrella Academy looks good too, as far as like production and everything. Like everything looks pretty awesome for what I've seen so far. So I don't really like that comic, but I'll watch the show maybe.
I've never read it, so you know, whatever. Well, I guess I'll check it out if there's some cool, you know, as long as it has a star in it. Oh, just kidding.
Yeah, Ellen Page.
Oh, Rogue. No, that's not Rogue. That's Kitty Pryde. Clay.
What?
Rogue was not Ellen Page.
No, Rogue was...
Rogue was What's-Her-Face.
Yeah, see? Another person that's not a star, so...
Yeah. Well, I'm just bad with names. The True Blood chick.
Yeah.
Whatever. Ellen Page was Kitty.
Oh.
Kitty Pryde, yeah. Oh. But no, whatever. Yeah, she's an X-Men chick.
You know what I mean.
I know what you mean, bro. All right. Any other news and comic book stuff or whatever that
well,
you want?
Yeah, we should quick, talk. We
do
we
your lightning
talk
round.
About Batman
51. Batman 51.
No, it's,
we're up to like 60.
I think. Oh, okay.
Did you read Batman?
Not yet.
Oh, kill me when you don't read Batman before you come on the comic book podcast.
Well, it's not a Batman podcast.
Basics.
So what's the deal? He was like teaming up with the Penguin.
I'm not going to talk about it until you read it.
Christ sakes.
Because it would spoil it. I don't want to spoil.
Oh, I want to hear about it, though.
Spoils. Nope. Give us the spoils.
I want to hear the spoils.
Nope, not going to talk about it until after you read it.
The victor goes the spoils. All right, well, what else do you want to talk about? Is there anything else?
No.
Fucking else.
I read Punisher. I read X-23, you know.
Yeah, X-23 is like, I feel like it's the same book every month. I mean, it's not bad. The art is great. But I literally feel like every month is the same.
Well, now they have a another clone,
right.
but it's a calling her the XS, and she's a cyborg version of the clone.
And she doesn't heal and whatever.
I just got to say, I really like Honey Badger. She's the coolest.
Yeah, I mean, she's funny. She's really funny, but I don't know. I feel like every month it's like, oh, we don't kill people, and I don't know. Weird.
That's what you say every month? You don't kill people?
No, that's what they say. I mean,
I'm digging it. I like the art.
I'm not beholden to their philosophy.
No, I mean, I like it. I'm going to keep buying it. But overall, I'm just like, I mean, I feel like I've seen this a bunch of times. Oh, we had a domino. So I guess that book is ending.
Oh, well, I kicked that skank to the curb a long time ago. Yeah.
You did? Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, well, now you don't have to worry about it because it's going to end. They're going to just start another book with her in it called Hot Shots. I'm just like, why? Why even bother? Why don't you
just
keep
it? Oh, because it's going to be kind of like Birds of Prey, but it's like her and her buddies.
Yeah.
Yeah. It seems like they were building up to that.
Whatever. What's the difference?
I don't know. Try to do a team thing, whatever.
And I guess I can have a new number one. They came out with another, this was a couple weeks ago, I guess, another Superior Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Well, that skank.
Issue two.
Nope. I was one and done on that one.
Oh, didn't take you a year. That's nice.
No, I know.
Oh,
I'm pretty proud of myself.
Superior Spider-Man. I'm sorry. I thought you meant Ultimate Spider-Man.
No, Superior Spider-Man.
Yeah, I did not.
Doc Ock. Doc Ock is Spider-Man.
I did not get that either.
The world was clamoring for that to come back, I guess.
Yikes.
So whatever, it's done. I don't know what else. I guess that was about it, but you know, if I had to do a pick of the week, I guess it would be that Man Without Fear number two, but you know,
I will have, I'm going to read it right it after this podcast.
Or a top of the stack.
my top of the stack would probably be that Django Fett.
Alright, I didn't pick it up, but you know, maybe they're good. I don't know. The Star Wars comics really burned me.
Yeah, these are these are like a different thing.
No, literally, they were on fire when he was trying to get them.
Luke Ross, who's a great comic book artist, who's the artist for this one too.
Yeah, Luke Ross is cool. All right,
I hadn't seen him in a while, so it was good to see him on a book.
Oh, another! I forgot my top of the stack. I lied. I'm gonna rescind that. There was a new criminal. Like I'll reverse it, go and rewind. There was a new criminal number one.
Oh yeah, we were talking about that on the iFanboy.
Yeah, they're real fanboys.
Yeah.
They've been on longer than we have.
Yeah. They've been around for like many, many Vorn before.
Is that guy Ron still on the show?
No.
Oh. What happened with him?
Oh, Jesus.
They said they weren't going to talk about it.
We're not going to talk about it either.
They're not going to talk about it. We're not going to talk about it.
No, but this is great. Ed Brubaker and Sean Phillips back again with the Loveless family. Lawless, sorry.
The Loveless and the Loveless. Lawless.
Oh, why did I say love? I was thinking of a cafe that I went to down in Memphis. No, but it's great because now it's
Memphis
like
the family.
It's old man, you know.
And old then man criminal.
Kind of. It's kind of old man criminal. And then, but he, and then he's got like, so he wants to help out his, you know, I guess it's his grandkid, like who got into some trouble with money and now he's got to pull this heist. And he's like, of course it's like Ed Brubaker even said in the back, like, he's like, of course it's going to go bad. So, you know, it's kind of cool. But I mean, hey, wherever it goes, I'll be there. So
very
excited. New criminal, and that was definitely top of the stack when I bought all my books this week.
Pew, pew,
came
pew.
Home, read that one right away.
Marry that bitch.
Did you get the good bread?
Yeah, I got the good bread.
Of course you did.
Yeah,
you're not just going in there forgetting about the good bread and grabbing the first one.
No, you're thinking about the good bread. You're taking it home. You're bringing it to the cash register. You're doing all that stuff with the bread.
Taking it out to eat.
Yeah.
Nice wine and dine, you know, like with the good bread.
Have a little cheese.
I think it's the I don't want people touching. I don't want one that someone else has touched.
Yeah.
Someone else has touched it somewhere along the way.
I know, but like a grubby comic book fan, you know. That's my
okay.
Hey, I might have said something about this before, but have either of you guys ever read Punisher Max?
Yeah, when it came out.
Way back in the day? Yeah, I read some of those. Greg Rucka, that one?
The Garth Ennis one?
Oh, yeah. No, okay.
I read those ones.
I just started reading it, and wow, is it... Wow, it's crazy. I can't believe
they were
Spider-Man's in, like, the first issue or something? Second issue? Somewhere around there?
Did what?
Spider-Man is in it in the early issues?
I don't think... Not in the ones that I've read yet, but he could be in there. But I couldn't believe how gory it was. It was like watching the Punisher Daredevil TV show with like some people's heads getting fucking smushed out, the lady saying she's horny, and like that Frank Castle,
there's a guy named Fuckface in it or something.
Oh,
it was
God.
Max. Yeah, you know, it was
very
Max.
I didn't I almost have never read a comic book that like that sort of adult. NC-17. I need an adult.
Garth Ennis is, you know, I mean, he's known for fucked up shit. I mean, like, future.
I really love it. I've read like two trades so far. I'm waiting for them to go back
really?
On sale on Comixology so I can get the rest. But wow. Really love it.
How about that?
That's my new favorite thing from back in the stack. Back in the stack. What's that on the shelf? Go back in the stack.
That's good bread.
I like that too.
When new
like
comics
talking about
get
any
you down.
Comic that's like really good, like whether it was new or old. That's good bread. We should get whoever did Alex Ross's logos and his sound effects to do it for us.
That's good bread.
I feel if we were like a popular podcast, someone would animate it for us and put it on YouTube.
Yeah, they would put it on our Reddit.
Make t-shirts for us and everything.
Yeah.
But we're not a popular podcast.
No.
Actually, you know what's funny? And this isn't, not to say that we would be a popular podcast anyway, but like, there are so many podcasts now just by famous people that like, I don't think a lot of regular folk really have a, yeah, it's harder these, you know what I mean, for regular folks.
That's kind of what I was thinking about my new podcast. It's like, yeah, this is cool trying to break into this when Conan O'Brien has a podcast on the same network, like, which is everything.
Yeah, like, I mean, and yeah, and that's the other thing too. Like, you could be on any, like, it's not like, I mean, there are networks, but I mean, like, I don't know, you could just put it out yourselves like we do and nobody, you know, whatever. But like, yeah, of course, Conan O'Brien gets on like all the main. Or like Podcast One has all the famous people and whatever. You're like, man, how would someone do it? But
You just have to have a really good idea. Like, there's that guy. He's a I know him from the music business, and we chat sometimes. But that guy, Jake Brennan, has Disgracedland, and he's from Boston, and he just has a really good concept and a really well-produced podcast, and tons of people listen to it.
And it's the concept?
It's about, like, crime in, like, musicians that are involved in, like, some sort of crime.
All right, let's steal that idea.
All right, yeah, let's do it.
What we should do is just more audio comics. That always got a nice big...
Then
you got the League podcast bump when we do those.
Why don't you buy us a car so we can go down?
Why don't you guys stop being lazy and just come over?
Buy us a car.
So we can drive down to your house and do it.
You had a car and you got rid of it. Don't blame me.
I got rid of it before we ever did an audio comic.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't. You got rid of a car in 2009?
I rode the car in 2007.
Jerk.
I'm going to wait for Elon Musk to make tunnels so we can go.
That'd be good.
Tunnels.
Need some tunnels. I could deal with that. But it'd still be a long way. We need like a tunnel, we need like a monorail. That's what
Yeah, monorail.
Right to John's house.
Yeah. Well, I'll see
next
what
stop,
I can do about that.
John's house.
It'll only take one Vorn to get there.
Yeah, like one of those bridges. The bridges to Cybertron.
Oh, space bridge. Which is a literal bridge in the comic.
I know. It's just.
But it was like a donut in the show.
Ooh, donut.
Donut on its
side. At least that made a little more sense. Like, instead of like a bridge, you literally walk on and just like.
The actual bridge was stupid. Because why did you need it to be a. Why did it have to be a bridge?
Yeah. You know? It just like, a teleport.
It had all the, construction so that it won't fall apart, because it's supposed to be crossing some sort of chasm.
There's a bridge in Thor. There's a bridge in Aquaman, the movie. And there's a bridge.
Uh-huh.
Aquaman, also known as Underwater Thor.
Is that what Red Letter Media said?
That's what I said.
They kind of
steal all of our stuff from Red Letter. Yeah.
They kind of made that.
Mostly just come up with my own stuff.
I don't know. No, you're good. You're good.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't
make that up like a week ago. That just was off the top of my head.
John and I might go and watch a Mr. Sunday movies every now and then.
Yeah, but that was only for one stuff. Time. Then we happen to both do that the same day and talk about whatever it was we were talking about.
Well, the Sunday movies guy said.
Yeah.
We didn't report on other people's reports.
He looks like In Good Shape Lee with more hair.
In Good Shape Lee. So he looks like Lee with more hair. I mean, are you saying Lee's...
I'm saying this guy works out a lot. He's awesome.
Oh, all right. I see what you're saying. Nothing against
so
Lee.
If Lee had my body... And a little more hair, he would look like Mr. Sunday Movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Because I am awesome again. I
know. I know. You look like a
dad bod.
You look like an Ed McGuinness Red Hulk.
Yeah, I do.
That's how good you look.
But you lost a little. I mean, like, I think it's because you. I mean, so what's. Is it the cardio? What the hell is going on there? Or is it eating?
It's you eat a little better, you work out a little more, and Bob's your uncle.
How's
your father?
I want to say actually a funny story. So I went to the gym, it's tough around the holidays and whatever.
For a jerk like you, it is, but not for
it
me.
Is. Well, it is. All right, I'm
for
telling
a jerk
you.
Like
well,
you.
If I had friends, it might have been harder for me.
Well, hey, that's another. Hey, I got friends. But anyway, I mean, I went a couple times. But anyway, so there was a time like months and months ago. I did a review for my gym. Like they're like, would you like to leave a review? And I said, sure. Like they actually emailed me to say that.
Yeah.
And I said, this guy, Brian, is really nice. I actually made a comment because he is. Like every time I go in there, he's like fist bumping me. He's like, yeah, man, what's up? How you doing?
Not like that Ronnie James Dio guy.
No. So I left a good review for him. I said, he's really nice. And he knows my name. Like he knows me. He took the time to get to know me. And then like literally right after that, I was like, I haven't seen Brian in a while. So I thought like he got fired or something. But anyway, he came back.
Maybe he got promoted to the main office because of so many
I don't know.
Because of your great review.
Maybe. But I saw him the other day and he's like, oh, I was like, oh, yeah, I haven't seen you. And he's like, yeah, I couldn't stay away. I had to come back. I don't know what that means. Like, I didn't want to say, like, so what'd you get fired?
It,
you know,
it would have been great if he said, I can't quit you.
Yeah, I know. But
maybe he, like, tried to get another job and then.
Maybe he did. That's what I think. Maybe he got another job and he got another. There's other Jimmits, so maybe he just moved to the other location or whatever. But anyway, he's back. And I said, like, but he said, hey, you're looking good. You're looking thin. I was like, oh. I was like, yes. I was so excited. And I was like, really? Because I haven't really been doing anything. Except, I mean, eating a little better, like you said. But, like, I haven't been going to the gym, but. It's now I'm like, now I gotta go. I gotta impress Brian.
Hey, the workout starts. Yeah, you gotta
impress Brian. Maybe I'll go, and maybe I'll impress him too.
Yeah,
you can introduce me to him.
Okay,
and be like, look at my friend.
Yeah,
he's also impressive.
I don't
like my actual weight number is like kind of high, but it doesn't look it because you know you put on all this muscle, you're bound to have a high whatever.
The weight.
Yeah.
You can't go by that. You just got to look in the mirror and go, damn, I'm awesome.
Damn, look at this fucking chest. I can do dancing pecs again for you guys.
Oh.
It's going to be beautiful. I
feel bad.
I did it for you. Do you feel bad? No, you should feel happy for me.
No, I'm happy for you. I feel bad for me.
Not that I've ever been able to. It only took me 3 months to turn it around. I was just like, okay, I'm kind of a schlub. I'm not killing myself either. I'm like, yeah, all right. So I use that loser app and... I track my food and then I track my exercise and I'm like, all right, well, let's go a little heavier on the weights this time around than last time. All right, let's do that again. Well, each time, go. They increase a little bit and you do a little more.
There you go.
Get a little brother.
What?
That's at Luke Anderson. He's like, oh. I get a little older, yeah. A little wiser, go a little brother.
Yeah. All right, well, congratulations.
Yeah, for being so awesome. Thanks for making us feel like shit.
Well, yeah, exactly.
I inspire you guys to be awesome. Because if a fat schlub like me can do it, me and Chris What's-His-Face of the Guardians of the Galaxy, if we can do it, Chris Pratt, and he was way more schlubby than I was.
Right.
Because he was schlubby for the role of, you know.
Yeah, but, you know, he lost 60 pounds in whatever it was, 10 weeks or something.
Yeah,
like.
But this is their job. They don't have...
You know, I'm saying he can do it, and I can do it, and I didn't have... And it's not my job, then... You guys,
but I have a full-time job. I can't go anytime I want.
Yeah, I have a full-time job too. In fact, it's probably more full-time than yours.
No, well, that's probably true. But I mean,
this is my first weekend off that I've taken since November.
Well, that's very good. I appreciate your work ethic. But if you wanted to do it, your job at like 10:30 at night, you could. But I can't go to the gym at 10:30 at night.
Yeah, but I can't either. It's closed.
All right, right. All right. That was a dumb analogy. But I'm saying that, like,
I'm at the mercy
of the
people.
I can't go whenever I want. That's all.
I don't go whenever I want.
I can't go at, like, noon.
Normally, I go at 7:30 at night.
Wow.
That's because I got the missus going with me. And I
well, that's good, too. I need someone to go with.
Gym buddies.
But, yeah, gym buddies are good.
Go to gymbuddy.com and find one.
Oh, really? Oh, that's a thing? I thought you were just saying that.
That's
the worst topic podcast ever. Let's stop this.
Don't go to that website.
Let me tell you about my problem with the Massachusetts Department of Transportation when we sign off.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody, to our jibber-jabber about gyms and all that crap. But, you know, the rest of it was good.
That was the only good part.
All right. So thanks again. Keep an eye on our Soch for that WGBH thing if you want to find out about villains. And
And adios. Wait, I'll try to do a short version of it. Adios.
Adios.
A-S. There we go.
Okay. Thanks for listening, everybody. See you later.
See you next, Vorn.
My perf hair is fleek.